It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending September 20th like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 55.6, next year 1.8, corn this year 66.8, next year 0.1, soybeans this year 27.4. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell on the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. Declining pork prices and huge slaughter rates continue to weigh on cash hog prices, which are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower today. Terminals called steady to mostly lower, with tops from $37.50 to $40. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, September 26, negotiated swine purchases were $13,359 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $47.50 to $59.50. The weighted average, $56.42, a loss of 96 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.78 to $47.34. The weighted average, $44.69. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,189. The base price range, $48 to $61.50. The weighted average, $57.65, a loss of $2.10 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.31 to $48.42. The weighted average, $45.46. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, first of all, we're still in the middle of harvest season, and today rain is still falling in some eastern and southern sections of the belt, mainly Ohio, southern Indiana, far southern Illinois, Kentucky. That shower area will be slowly pushing off to the southeast, so those areas will remain rather damp today, but dry weather will be breaking out elsewhere, and once the fog that's over parts of our neck of the woods evaporates and the dew evaporates, fields will be firming up for some afternoon and evening work. And over the next several days, dry weather is expected over most of the Corn Belt. The next chance of rain not coming until later in the weekend for the northwestern belt. Some showers and thunderstorms will likely erupt across portions of Minnesota and Iowa, maybe Wisconsin into Nebraska and the Dakotas. That coming up as we get into late Saturday and Sunday. But I think the rest of the Midwest Corn Belt will be staying dry here right on through the weekend. And that will maintain good conditions for harvesting of the crops. And the showers and thunderstorms that occur to the northwest will be producing maybe heavy amounts in some locations, but scattered amounts of rain. And as that system pushes eastward, it's expected to weaken. So early next week, there could be a few scattered showers in central and eastern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt, but we're not really looking for much of anything at all. Most of the energy with that front is going to push on to the north of the rest of the Corn Belt. And then as we look ahead next week, it looks to be warmer than average on the high side of temperatures. The lows probably running a little above average as well. So another decent week for harvesting and finishing up of the crop. As we look at the week after that, it does look like we're then going to go into a period of weather that will be a little cooler as we get into October, but not very cold. It appears that most of the really cold air will stay up in Canada for a while. So it'll be along the U.S.-Canadian border where the storm track will go. So favorable conditions on into the early part of October for harvest operations in the Midwest Corn Belt. As we go to the Southern Hemisphere, that's an area that is getting more scrutiny. And as I've been saying the past couple of days, some of the worries down there are maybe a little overblown, because typically at this time of year and previous to this time of year, it's usually dry in the northern production areas of Brazil. They have a dramatic wet and dry season. They're still in the dry season there. They'll be shifting over to the wet season here over the next month or so. So if it's not raining a month from now, that's when it's a big concern. But the fact that there is high heat and dry conditions in northern Brazil does not mean that the corn and soybean crops down that way are going to end up in terrible shape, because it could turn around easily, because that's what happens in typical years there. But there is a likelihood that over the next week there's going to be some intense heat in the northern production areas of Brazil. That would include areas around Mato Grosso and Goiás and Minas Gerais. Those areas could see some high temperatures exceeding the 100-degree mark here on the Fahrenheit scale over the coming week. But no real worries just yet about that area, but we'll keep monitoring it, of course, and will be all winter long as the focus of attention is going to be shifting to the southern hemisphere. Now, in Argentina, some dry weather is there now, so that's going to allow for some planting of corn and that area, the early season getting started. And then it appears that some showers will be moving back into Argentina next week, and that will be favorable for the germination of the corn once it gets there. So some showers and thunderstorms will likely return to Argentina after a period here of dry weather, which follows, of course, the showers they got last week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 9.06¾. That was up 3¾. Last trade up 14.5. March, 8.98¼, unchanged. Last trade up 12¾. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9.29¼, up 12. Last trade up 18. March, 9.30¼, up 8¼. Last trade up 17.5. July, 6.45, down 2. Last trade up 7.5. December corn opened at 3.76, up 1. Last trade up 6. March, 3.90¾, unchanged. Last trade up 5¾. July, 4.06, down 3/4. Last trade up 6¼. November beans opened at 9.91½, up 3/4. Last trade up 11. January, 10.06, down 1/4. Last trade up 10. October soybean meal opened at 278.30, down 10. Last trade up 3.90. October soybean oil opened at 39.04, up 7. Last trade up 19. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we had wheat prices making new contract highs overnight, a pretty doggone solid export sale number, and a pretty doggone big individual sale today.
Yeah, all that stuff kind of just adds up to the bullishness of this market. Everybody wants to talk about just a huge, huge export demand. Everything seems to be front-loaded, and the reason is that that we're seeing more and more countries coming out and saying we're either going to put a duty on, like Russia came out yesterday and said we'll add a 10% duty on wheat exports beginning November 1st. So we're front-loading a lot of this, but this wheat market will be up 15 to 20, maybe 25 cents right at the outset, 30-cent limit. So we'll be pushing that again. New contract highs across the board.
Looks like soybean exports are picking up.
They're picking up, not sterling, but they are picking up. We came in at 27.4 million bushel. That was at the high end of the trade range, but bean exports are still rather dull. Hot, dry weather in Mato Grosso continuing to catch a lot of attention. We'll be 3 to a dime higher this morning in the beans.
And corn actually had an outside day up yesterday.
It did have an outside day up, maybe in anticipation of this big export booking number came in at just under 67 million bushel. Commercials aren't getting the corn bought that they thought they would buy right off the combine. And I think they had to step in and become futures buyers, and then that kind of trips more technical buying from funds. 5 to 6 higher easily in the corn.
turn your attention over to the Merck. What are you seeing there today?
To me, yesterday was kind of a disappointing day in the cattle. We acted like we wanted to go up, and then we really didn't. We weren't able to do anything. Futures market in the cattle probably going to be mixed, down 20, up 25, something along that line. Packers are really on the sidelines. Cash market, I think, could come in either direction. On the hogs, I think the market will be lower, steady, maybe as much as 30 or 40 lower at the outset. This huge surge in the kills that we're seeing, butcher weights are sneaking up, all those things add up to a negative market. Friday's hogs and pigs report could be very interesting.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Appreciate your time today. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Moorton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.